Welcome back, guys. My name is Dimitri Sebastian.
And I'm Wes Kendall.
And we are back in session where your fitness and lifestyle questions are answered and bro science is put to the test. All right, we're back for another one. And this one was also, much like last week, only marginally planned. We decided we're going to go for a little bit of a variety hour because we wanted to talk about the gym, but that's just kind of a bummer right now.
Not just all the gym because, you know, then we'll actually want to get in there and start doing what we talk about when we know we're in a limited state still, at least until Friday.
I think the they're saying Friday. I think they said they're going to reassess. What's your thoughts? Do you think they're going to open it up?
Well, they're not going to open it everything, but...
Well, at least the gym, you think?
I think the gym won't be till like the end of the month.
That sucks.
That's what I bet. That's what I'm guessing.
I think that's a good guess. I don't think the gym's going to be one of the first ones. I think it's going to be stuff like retail stores, maybe restaurants with like every other seat, stuff like that. It's maybe people going back to their regular businesses. I'm wondering, like, because I think things like entertainment and like the gym are going to be like last on the list.
Yeah, like let's open the shoe stores first, and you know, like the candy stores and stuff like that. Let's get those open.
Yeah, no one touches anything in those. That's fine.
Then we'll go to the gym.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get through the episode. But a couple of updates. I heard you might be making some changes because your show date got pushed. So, what are your new plans for the cut?
So I'm thinking about re-aiming for October as opposed to the August show, just because, I mean, finally, I don't feel like it's the smartest thing for me to continue to pour the money into prepping that I should until I'm a little bit more in like a stable position, just because I want to have a good prep. I want to enjoy it. I don't want to just like be stressing about everything, including the prep.
I mean, shit, even if you're doing the prep all the way until October, like, could you imagine going Skeletor for that long?
Yeah, it'd be tough.
I mean, you could do it. People do it all the time, but that doesn't mean it's like good for like your welfare.
I did it last time and I hated it, so I don't want to do that again. So I'll probably just do my best to not take too many steps backwards, maybe even like gain a little bit of strength back. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully like in the fall, start cutting again for like a quick, you know, 12 weeks or something like that. And then step on stage in October.
I think that'd
be pretty awesome.
I think you did a good job this time. I think you were going a lot faster because I remember in the beginning, you were having some concerns and then suddenly it just started like falling off. If I were you, I would like take some notes about like what you did in the beginning versus now, because from here to fall, it's not that long,
right?
But as long as we're like, just like kind of write a couple things that you remember now.
Right.
And then when you pick it up then, because I remember there was like a 2 or 3 week period, you're like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. Like I might need to start cutting harder. And like, you kind of trusted the process and stuck with it. And suddenly it was just like, boom, vascularity.
Yeah. I wish we could, you know, talk about it, you know, as a full prep, but it's too bad. You know, that was interesting.
Part of that
was just like transitioning to like a new coach and new system that I've never done before.
It'll come back. I think that you're in a good spot where you got like a test run, you know, it's going to work.
Yeah.
And we'll pick it up again. I'm not a big negative on that kind of stuff. Like the situation dictates what it dictates. So it's like, it'll be good. I think it's going to go even better the second time around.
Right. Like some people think that, you know, I'm going to go back or that I, you know, not continuing the prep that I've lost a ton of progress or I will lose a ton of progress, but it's like the skills and the, you know, the new knowledge and gains that I've learned from this prep, I'll always have. So it's like the next one, I'm going to be ahead of the game where I was before.
You've learned a lot of stuff that you share most of that new random things. You always want to test them on me to see if like another person can survive it. And half the time I don't. But I think that you actually have a good opportunity here to like throw on even more muscle and then come in harder.
Right.
This is a perfect excuse. Like not a lot of people get to say like, well, if I had done it this way, it would have gone better from the start. Like, you know, silver lining, you got one of those. Like, cool, I can reassess.
Yeah. Let's talk about it again in 3 weeks, see how much like I've gone off.
He's just dope boy. Yeah. Look like a Michelin man, like right. I'm gonna shred so hard.
Exactly. That'll be the real test.
Well, my diet has, I need to think about when I'm going to start the next Dimitri Does It diet.
Yes.
We talked about being the one meal a day.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on your diet.
I've
frankly already almost been doing that. I've been like in this weird mindset where like my appetite's like kind of gone still from the juice cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been, I don't know. I just haven't been like as healthy as I want to be. I've been good at my protein intake for the most part.
Yeah.
But it's usually like, I don't eat until lunch and then I have dinner maybe.
Right.
Well, maybe I do. But so it's like a smaller window, but like, it's like, I'm accidentally intermittent fasting. Like we were making the joke earlier about how like millennials made skipping breakfast into a diet form.
It's pretty funny. It's like, convenience makes it a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. but so, I mean, I've kept the weight off since the juice cleanse, which was actually really nice. I'm sitting at like kind of like a comfortable 195,
mm-hmm.
kind of fluctuating from a half pound up or down.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, cool. So that actually did work out pretty decently, and I don't feel like I'm any worse for wear. But I also need to make more videos. I've been talking, we talked mm-hmm. about that. Like I need to put up another video. I got slammed with work. We had the quarter end, and then we had our virtual battle assembly for drill.
Yeah.
Which
turned out to be a typical drill weekend, right?
It's about as stupid as it sounds. We basically, when you know, you go to drill when you're in the reserve, you go and you do training and paperwork and all this other stuff, and you assemble so that you have readiness.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did that over essentially a platform on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it go for you? Because we're not in the same company. How did it go on your end?
I guess I expected it. Well, I went into it without expectations, and it turned out to be exactly what I should have expected it to be, which is just a typical drill weekend where we had just as many fragos and as many like, oh, the server crashed, let's re-log in. You know, that okay. happened several times. There was all kind of last-minute changes on like which meeting room to use. I was actually kind of impressed that they were able to pull us all in, you know, to the same training. Let's just say I mm-hmm. thought it was going to be a little bit worse.
Yeah, I think it actually went well yeah. for everyone, surprisingly.
Yeah.
You know, similar for us, it was a lot of work at like the leadership level, just like yeah. running around in circles, make sure everything was ready, people trying to get coordinated, making it happen. So I thought it was going to be an easy day. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to set up some trainings and I'm going to coast. Because usually I'm running mm-hmm. around doing other stuff. I was like, I can't do that because I'm not there. Right. Oh, they found a way.
Yeah.
And
virtually ran around.
And then there was this really funny part where we had to do a MRT class, which is a resiliency course, which we've talked about, that I'm the master resiliency of the unit
mm-hmm.
In the past. And I couldn't get our systems to work.
Right.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, I don't know what to do about this. And I just sent out a link and I was like, join the Twitch stream. And I used my personal Twitch stream to give a military course on resiliency. And which I do Twitch like very little for those yeah. of you who know anything about Twitch. Basically just like you play video games or you do podcasts or just talk about things and people can like watch and comment in a Twitch, in a chat stream.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like, you know, like 7 followers and like all time, like 200 views. Like I'm not like, I don't do it often. Suddenly I have 74 viewers at one yep. time, a bunch of people in the chat. And there's like an achievement system for like, get yeah. this many people talking at one time, get this many people watching. I got like 5 achievements, got like 7 hell followers, yeah. which I was like, I don't really want those followers because those are like my soldiers and coworkers, but whatever. Cause I don't like do anything dumb on my Twitch stream. So I don't really care. But it was super funny, and it was, like, kind of an interesting thing of, like, well, we're in this internet age, and, like, we have to find solutions for things.
Yeah.
And it worked. It was
it was a win-win.
Yeah, it worked out.
You got a couple extra badges, and, like, right. everyone got their training.
I got my imaginary freaking, you know, accolades.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see if I get a ribbon for it in the Army. That's also an imaginary accolade, right?
Right? Shit. You might actually, you adapted and overcame a situation.
Innovative.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. So it was. I didn't think it went that bad. And then they're talking about how, you know, like, are we going to be doing this next month? They're asking us like, how long do you think we can sustain this? And I'm like, my section, I think we could do it for a while. But apparently, mm-hmm. like, you know, brigade wide, mm-hmm. at the higher levels and stuff, and there's apparently it's going very badly.
Yeah, I can see a lot of resistance that, like, people who didn't want to put in the effort to get the like the meeting login to work or something like that, yeah. where you just lose people, you know.
Well, my whole thing is like at the very end of the day, you can have all this, the reserves of, you know, having feeling like you have to honor your commitment to the military, mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. But also I'm asking you to sit in front of a computer and get a paycheck.
Right.
It's like, I know it's a weekend lost, but you wouldn't have gotten paid for it otherwise. True. And we're under quarantine. What were you going to do anyways?
Go train at a private facility.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
I did that anyways.
Well, that's the funny thing. It's like we had regular working hours. It's not like your afternoon is gone. And yeah. Also, for at least my section, it was like meetings in the morning. Mm-hmm. Then you had a hour-long meeting for your training. And then yeah. You had to do like a homework assignment.
Right.
That's weird. There was like a combined 3 to 4 hours of meetings. And then you had a homework assignment. Like, you have like your rest of your day. Mm-hmm. If you get on top of your homework right away, like that only takes... It takes a couple hours maybe, but like that's not a long day.
Right. Yeah, that's what we had pretty much. Same thing.
It was just, I don't understand. I don't understand people. I think that people are being a little bit of snowflakey on that. It's like the same people that would call people snowflakes and blue-haired social justice warriors are the ones who are like, I don't want to sit virtual. In front of, yeah, exactly. Like, get over it, dude.
Type into China.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Don't use Zoom. They're stealing our data. Like, all right, fine. Nope. Did you actually hear that Zoom was banned in the army officially?
It is?
Yeah, there's an official statement.
Did not know that. I heard TikTok is also banned, but
it is.
Yet I see all this army military TikTok stuff all the time.
Oh, dude, they don't care. It's like it's a bunch of like E4s and below who are just.
It's like drill sergeants and stuff too, man.
Is it really?
Yeah, like drill sergeants. Why are yelling
is it always
at shit?
The social media drill sergeants? Like, everyone forgets about them, and there's just like all of these drill sergeants. Like, dude, you know that your soldiers. You can go to basic, like they have access to their phones more often than they used to.
Oh yeah, like they get them at least like once a week, I'm pretty sure.
Oh god.
Yeah,
whatever,
pretty wild.
They took away my phone
at least once a week.
I didn't even go to base and they still took away my phone. So I was like, I spent a month without a phone while I was like freaking. Actually, I was an asshole. I went to camp in Kentucky and we're there for a mm-hmm. month. You're out in the field for like 2 weeks and I like smuggled my phone.
Oh my god.
I like told him, I was like, oh no, I left it back in Arizona. Like, yeah, I don't need my phone. Yeah, had it like duct tape.
Total emergency, sir.
Had it like shoved into my underwear.
Prison style keistered it.
Dude, the best Wi-Fi out there was out in the field. Like in the barracks it was impossible, but like I was like out in the forest, like I was connect. Like, I literally like, because I was one of the apexes on the patrol base.
Yeah,
I was the machine gun. I like crawled out into a bush, like laid under a bush, and was like FaceTime my girlfriend. And I was like, yeah, it kind of sucks.
We're out here, just you know, out here in the field,
just fighting wars.
Yeah.
So we're gonna just cover random topics as we go through here because we didn't really have one, but I think we have a lot of fun ones. And this is actually gonna be a quicker episode because Wes got to go get Gaines.
I do before it, you know, we eat tacos because it is a special day.
This is a very special day.
Yes. We'll talk about that later.
Murder Hornets.
Yikes. I mean, I did you watch a video on these? I definitely
Dude, I did. I did a fair amount of research on this one. If like he brought this up today, I was like, good, because I have actually.
You're ready.
I did. They're from Japan.
Yeah.
On record, they kill about 50 people a year in Japan. And then I looked it up.
From kidney failure, right? They die of kidney failure.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like the poison is like breaks down so much tissue that their kidneys can't process it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then they go into shock and die.
Yeah, because their stings cause like necrosis, but then that necrosis releases a smell that attracts more murder hornets.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
God.
Also murder hornets like chop the heads off bees. Like they just go mm-hmm. to like bee colonies and cut their heads off and bring their bodies back to their babies to eat. And Japanese bees have like a skill where they like buzz on them to heat them up. So like Japanese bees die at 115 degrees. Murder hornets die at like 112. So they heat them up to like 113.
Yeah.
And it takes a long time. But like American bees don't have these like, you know, mad Japanese skills.
They haven't learned that Bushido tactic.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're just, I guess they're in Washington right now. It's not like a huge thing yet, but it is a relevant issue. And they're like freaking murdering.
Yeah.
And they're freaking huge. They're like 2 inches long. And everyone's panicking, and
I watched a video of a guy get stung on purpose by one.
Yeah, did you? Was it the guy with the weird tall boots?
Yeah. I wonder how like much of that was played out.
I think that's like his shtick. So yeah. Like, I have to assume that like to a level it is, but also like you want to give like an accurate assessment so your videos aren't all like, oh, but like he seemed like he was struggling, like he was not having a good.
His arm looked swollen as fuck.
Yeah, like, it was not pretty good. Bad. Did you know that it's like almost 1,500 people die in America every year from bees and wasp stings? But
that's pretty wild.
I wanted to see an adjusted number that didn't include people who are allergic to bees and wasps. Because if you're allergic to them, it's like you dying from that. Like that's a travesty, obviously. Right. But it's like, yeah, okay. Well,
it's like one sting as opposed to like someone who got mauled by
a exactly.
Hive.
Like you got hit like 200 times. Like what a way to die. Like getting stung until you go into shock and die. Like that's nuts.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay. Any other thoughts on murder hornets?
I just wanted to touch on how people in the religious communities are saying that it's like an end of the world time sign.
This is the locust.
The murder hornets.
Murder hornets are locusts.
Well, I mean, I don't want to make this all religious and stuff like that, but it's just one of the things that in like the book of Revelation.
The tinfoil hat people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Love it. Perfect. I agree. Wow. Kobe's dead. We don't have any reason to go on.
World War III, murder hornets, pandemic. What's next? Zombie apocalypse. That's it.
Zombie apocalypse. Exactly. I did want to talk briefly about how social media is changing since we're in the quarantine, because I feel like we've all know that, you know, social media has its way of doing things, and there's like these sects of people. You have like your people who are like vlogging and blogging. You have your people posting all these great pictures. You have your like gutter trolls who are out in the corners in the depths of the dark being awful. And then you have the rest of us shoved in between. It's a kind of like a regular like ecosystem. Like it's, I would say there's like a small level over here on the trolls. There's like a relatively small level over here on like the content creators. And then there's all the rest of us. I think right now the middle group of like normies are like starting to converge on the ends of
Everyone's getting polarized, right? Yeah.
Like, and that's not even like, I'm not talking like politics. I'm talking about like how they exist. So like normal people are trying to become content creators and normal people are becoming like trolls. And it's just because we're so bored and we have nothing going on.
You're picking a team basically, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the girl who you never saw posting stuff is now posting her making meals all the time, which is like great, constructive, good time to use. Yeah. Woo, woo, woo. People that you knew who were like regular dudes who were not doing that much, suddenly they're like on Call of Duty nonstop and they're yelling, you know, homophobic slurs and they're being awful. It's like, what is happening? Why is everyone suddenly being this extra?
All of a sudden it's Halo 3 on Xbox Live all over again. Just, you know,
dude, I saw there's been this really big influx of stuff on Instagram, these videos that are getting a ton of likes and the comments are even worse. And it's like, okay, guy playing video games, his girlfriend is pissed off about it. She walks in, she like unplugs the TV or the Xbox. He like, there was one I saw where he threw the controller at the screen and he's all pissed off and walking away like obviously it's staged, it's fake. And I was like, that's dumb. Like, I don't know, like I had a dad and he would have beat the shit out of me if I did something like that. Like, I to this day, like, I don't like rage at games or break stuff because like I feel like he's gonna like appear from behind the couch and like freaking beat my ass. And I went to the comments and everyone's like, he should have thrown the controller at her stupid face and like that's why you should only hang out with the homies and this, that, and the other. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I was like, first of all, I feel like all of you that are saying this don't have girlfriends.
Yeah.
Because if you think that the video game is more important than your girlfriend or friendships or whatever, like you're weird. I mean, I guess if it's like your job, like I guess if some, like my girlfriend came and was like messing with like my income stream and she came into my work and like ruined like a thing I've been working really hard on, I'd be like super pissed.
Right.
So if you're like a professional streamer, or like a pro gamer, I get it. None of you are. I guarantee everyone commenting here is like 14, 15 years old and it's just awful.
Have you, what about this? Have you seen the ones where like the guy's playing the video games and the girlfriend walks in naked? And
I actually do love those.
Those ones are fun.
I actually like the opposite ones where it's like the guy walks in on the girl and like, every single time the girl is just like what? Like they just like end up laughing. There's one just like she's playing and it was like it sounded like it was gonna be a nice one. She's like playing Fortnite or something, a guy walks in naked and she's just like, ooh, and she gets on her mic, she's like, hey guys, I'll be back in 2 minutes. He's like, what, 2 minutes? And she just gives him a look like, what, is it gonna take longer?
Oh my god.
But yeah, so it's like, I feel like we're like drifting in these like different directions, but I really want to like focus on like the troll aspect, because I've been like gaming a lot recently. It's been it's been very problematic.
Yeah,
but like I just noticed
in the trenches. I've been in the trenches.
Like people are getting angry, man. Like people who I like know through other people who I play games with, like they're freaking going insane, yelling people, like trashing on people. Even like
Xbox Live Halo 3 level.
Yeah, but like worse. Yeah. Like there's like
worse.
There's been multiple situations
like the pinnacle.
Where we'll like drop into like a quad group, which is like four players in one war zone, and it's like we'll have like one random guy. And, like, they'll just start shitting on that one guy who's, like, random. Like, he's, like, being totally nice. He's like, hey, guys, we should go over here. And he'll be like, I don't give a shit. Like you have a choice. There's three of us, one of you. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm on that guy's side already because you're being an asshole. Like, I'm on the rando side.
So looking for a fight.
Yeah, like, exactly. They go in there and, you know, if you have, like, people who are happy don't act shitty on the internet. I'm just going to say it right now. Like, maybe that's a sweeping statement that's incorrect. Like, maybe, like, there's a lot of trolls on the internet who have wonderful lives.
Yeah.
But I have like a theory that if you're an asshole on the internet, your life's probably not that great.
You're probably hurting from something and using it as an outlet.
Exactly. It's like it gives you some power back. It makes you feel like you're an authority. Like if you're really great at a video game or at whatever the hell you're doing, then you can feel superior in some outlet, like you have some control. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like we all need to kind of like remind ourselves that like one of these days the gates can open back up and we're going to have to go back to work. And I just really hope that like the troll guys like go back to work and like normal out again.
They don't run into, you know, whatever gamer that they were harassing in real life.
Dude, that's what, honestly, that's like some shit that used to happen to me like in high school. I remember we were at basketball games and our student section was like aggressive as hell. Like we would look up information about the other teams and like yell very specific things.
Oh shit.
It was bad. Like I do not support this. I do not condone this.
Like,
but like there'd be some guy and be like, there'd be some player who's like highly mediocre.
Yeah.
But like his brother was like going to like freaking like Kentucky playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you're trash. Like you'll never live up to your brother. You're a disappointment. And it's like, oh shit. Damn. But our home games, we won like every home game because like our student section was vicious.
Damn, they were ruthless.
And this is like back in like 2010 and stuff like that. And I remember like our athletics director like pulled me out. Like for some reason, I got pulled out. it happened randomly. He pulled people out for like yelling particularly bad stuff. And he like pulls me out and like he's like threatening me. I'm like, this is like old school. Like, you're allowed to do it. Like I know that my dad would not have defended me.
And he deserved it.
He's like you and that guy. What's gonna happen if you say that to him on the street? Like he's gonna beat your ass. And I was like, yeah, probably. But I was like, but that's just me. Like I was like, I've gotten my ass kicked more than once. Like it's not that bad. You take your lumps and you go home. And I'm like thinking a lot of these people who are. It's like you're not familiar with violence. Like I don't say rude stuff to people in public a lot because, like, you have to, like function your brain, think, like, am I ready to potentially catch that smoke?
Yeah.
Like, and most of the time the answer is no. Like, if I'm at the bar and some guy bumps into me, my options are, oh, hey, sorry, man, or what the fuck?
Right.
If I say what the fuck,
then that could potentially turn into a fight situation.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got to, like, if you're not an asshole, you kind of bounce out. Where I feel like these trolls are on the internet and they don't have to face any responsibility for it.
Or they have never... in the past had to face any interaction for that either.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if you want to be an asshole on the internet, like you have to pay a tax. Like you have to have been punched in the face at least once.
Yes.
And it's like, no, I know what happens when you're an asshole and I'm still going to be an asshole. It's like, all right, you suck, like, okay, but like, you know the consequences.
Right.
But on the other side of that, so we have our trolls over here being awful and I really hope they don't stay doing that. But we have like more content creators coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like really supportive of any form of content creator because like obviously we have this podcast and I'm critical of it in my own ways and like I just want people to enjoy the best can. Like I actually welcome and accept any kind of constructive criticism. Like some criticisms we get, it's like I can't do shit about that. Like I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like oh well your voice sucks. It's like, I don't know what to do.
Roger.
But you know I sometimes see people and like I'm a fixer. I want to help people. I want to like create communities and like I've actually like extended and said like, hey, I really liked what you did. But just so you know, like your Twitch stream is stuttering really bad. You might want to mess with your bit rate a little bit. It's just like coming in a little bit choppy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's almost like, no, it's not. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, bud. Like, it's like, fine.
Okay.
It's like, I was watching three other streams before this and they are all crystal clear. Yours looks like ass. So I'm sorry. And, it's just like, it's one of those things I feel like people take it like it's an insult.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, if you want to like create, that's great. But the second you like put it out there, you open yourself up to praise. You open yourself up to constructive criticism. You open yourself up to trolls.
Yeah.
And I feel like people think that's like, no, you're allowed to do art. But if you post on the internet, like
people, can.
I'm allowed to say like, hey, I like your art. You should try and use more green. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. It's like, if you don't want to, you know, get any sun on your skin, don't go outside. You know, so
exactly.
Like
it
comes with the territory. If you're going to post something on a social public platform, for the most part, people can, you know, respond to it as they will.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think people should be assholes.
Right.
But like, don't be an asshole if someone just says like, hey, this is just what I think is cool. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good.
Right.
Whereas, cause like, I just feel like and it's almost like on the same troll thing. It's like, I feel like so like, long-term trolls kind of like know what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And these new trolls are like even more inflammatory. They're like baby snakes. Like they dump their whole load and they use their venom.
Yeah. They're not trolling for the irony or the entertainment value. They're trolling to be mean.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the content creators, long-term content creators understand like what they're going into or like how it works. And then like people who are like new to it, they're like, you don't have the right to say anything about it. Well, yeah, I do. You should post in a public place. Like, yeah. I don't know. You want to like you're, that's just how it is.
Well, it boils down to like, you know, people feel like they deserve a you know, participation award. Basically, it's like they don't realize that it's like people aren't obligated to tell you nice things. It's like, you have to earn the respect. You can't just, you know, get it automatically.
People want to be praised for their efforts.
The results.
Exactly. It's not about the results. And I think that that is, they just want the lifestyle. Like, they want the lifestyle. They want the success. They want everyone to respect them. But you have to realize that, like, you have to, being shitty at something is the first step to being good at something.
Right.
And that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just remember this. What do you think about that, Ryan Shaw, Thor powerlifting beef to boxing match?
Dude, I love it. I think it's great. So can you give a little bit of context? Like, they were talking shit on social media. Like, these are both two guys who compete in the strongest men in the world competition. Sure.
2017, Ryan Shaw won, right? Yep. And he set the record for deadlift in competition. Now, 2018, he didn't compete. Thor won.
And then Thor just beat the deadlift in world record just
in
recently.
His home gym, though, so it wasn't in competition. That's
where
but
the
it beef
still
is.
Counts. I mean, like, at the end of the day, I get it. I see where the beef lands, but in my heart, it's like they had the proper like authorities there. It was proven. It happened. I mean, it's
in a competition, you're more fatigued because you're doing other lifts.
That's true. Okay, that's true. Because I was like, my thought is, it's like Tom Brady having one bad Super Bowl doesn't make him not like the GOAT.
Yeah,
and it's like that's. But I guess if when you add that, you know, I mean, why doesn't he just go pull? Beat him by 1 pound then right now.
Right. Well, I beat him by like 5 kilos, I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but like the other guy who won in 2017, like,
go 6 kilos. You know?
Exactly. If you want to talk shit, then like, okay, just like beat him.
Yeah. That's a good point. You know, that he doesn't come out and just do something better. Instead, he's like, you're a faker, you know, you couldn't do it in front of me, blah, blah, blah.
Let me tell you right now, I guarantee these guys are like pretty cool on the back end.
Probably.
And like, they're just like creating hype for this fight. Just like Mayweather and McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, McGregor would win or lose, he's walking away with like millions.
Yeah, both of them. It's like a multi-million contract.
Yeah,
dollar contract.
The winner gets a bigger purse.
Yeah,
but the loser still gets like millions of dollars. And like everyone knew, McGregor was not going to be able to go like all, was it 12 or 16 rounds? I can't remember.
I think it's 12. But I don't know.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be able to do it, and he didn't give a shit. His job is to talk shit, get paid.
Yeah.
He didn't even get his ass kicked, really. Like, he just ran out of smoke.
Put on a good show. It was
great. Had a good time. I think it would be good. I think they're both too fat to go for too long.
Right. It just, I feel like they're so strong. Like, if they land any good hits, it'd be pretty devastating.
Well, that's my thing. It's like, if it's like a softball fight, it's going to suck. But if like they're actually trying to knock each other out, like, we have the potential for like a first or second round, just freaking like
blast,
like hammer. Like, I think it could be potentially very entertaining. But if it goes past like second or third round, it's just going to be two sweaty guys like bumping into each other.
Yeah, two big giant guys. Yeah.
Like, their hearts could barely handle pumping blood around their bodies if they weren't these types of athletes.
Yeah.
They have so much muscle. It's like every freaking swing or step is going to be like, you know, 100 calories.
Oh, yeah. Who do you think would win?
Thor. He's longer.
Yeah, he's a bigger, he's taller. He's taller. Like,
I think he has a longer arm span, which I think is huge.
Yeah.
Since they're both just huge and like going to run out of energy so fast, the fact that he can connect from a further distance is going to be cash money.
Yeah.
That's my non-professional.
Yeah, it's because I'm such a fighting expert. That's what
exactly.
I think.
Exactly. Don't worry, guys. If you want to get some more tips from the old Dimitri, I'll give you some. when all the stuff opens up, I'll give you. We'll open up a betting section.
Yeah.
Dimitri will not put money down on it himself, but if you want to take my advice,
yeah. Let me know how it goes.
Like, no risk for me, but
yeah.
Our next thing we're talking about. We were talking about going back to the gym and how we're all sad. We don't want to talk about fitness too much because it's like, what are we even going to talk about? But, and we're like talking, okay, we're going to have like, we're going to put out new content. We're making videos. It's going to be awesome. The crowd is going to be immense.
Yeah. Which is a good thing for gym owners, but a bad thing for those deprived, starving, gain starving gym bros out there.
Well, because there's going to be the gains starved people who want to go back all at the same time. There's going to be a bunch of people who got fat over the freaking quarantine.
Feel bad about themselves.
And they're like, okay, do I need to freaking pick something up? Like, this doesn't work. Like, being inside my house all day is terrible. I'm going to start working out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting here wondering to myself, I don't think that this is going to be one of those situations where you can finagle it or offer some kind of good advice on how to avoid these crowds, because the old advice is still always going to be the true advice. If you can go in the middle of the day, that's the best time to go. Like right after lunch, right before lunch are the best times to go to the gym. Yeah. Or early morning if that's your persuasion. But there are definitely a certain crowd of people who can do that. But
gym dependent.
From 4 to close is going to be a disaster.
Yeah, that prime gym time, gym happy hour, as I like to call it, that's going to be pretty wild.
Like, I'm thinking about trying to change my work schedule so that I'm going to, like, work like a split. Like, I'm going to go to work early, take, like, a two to two and a half hour lunch, work out then, go back to work, and then just work late. Because, like, it's going to be more efficient for me to leave work at, like, 6.
If you go in, like, half an hour early, half an hour late, can you take, like, a two-hour lunch?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think if I, like, because I usually leave at, like, 4:35, I leave at 6 instead. Because even if I go straight from the gym at 5, like, I'm going to be at the gym till 7.
Right.
So, like, why not just try and, like, finagle that so that I can freaking swing back in?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, it's nuts. I think it's going to be hard. What's your thoughts on how many people are going to be going in for the trainers?
I think that, like, the personal training crowd isn't going to, like, be, you know, as low hanging fruit, you know, as like New Year's, but I feel like the gyms in general are just going to blow up, because it's like people are going to be, you know, on a time crunch, or they are going to be like super desperate, and I think they're just going to like hit it too hard off the bat and then fall off even quicker.
I'd argue though that it creates a target rich environment.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're sweeping in on those moments where people, it's going to sound bad, but if you're like coming and finding them when they're like at these moments of like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I doing that? And you're just like, hey.
Oh, there's definitely opportunity.
Like, hey, I saw that you were having a little bit of a hard time. I saw you in here yesterday. You were doing a great job. It seems like you kind of burnt out a little bit. Like, I can give you some tips.
Right.
Like, I got the stuff.
Yeah. Maybe like, hey, I can show you how to do this. You know,
I know the way.
Now, we have a couple marketing strategies we're going to implement coming up, especially as we come back, hopefully leading us into like a busy fall season. What I'm hoping will happen is we'll be able to get back up and get the Scottsdale gym open by the end of the year. So that'd be fucking awesome.
Oh, you're talking about like a new location, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that. That's a...
Well, things keep happening, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I think at the end of the day, like with most things, like content creation and a lot of jobs, just like the grinders are going to be the ones who benefit from these lows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all the people who are just coasting and being successful in their own way, but now they're suffering right now, who are going to quit.
Right.
Like all it does is open opportunity. Like, you know, after every bear market, there's a bull market. Just when does that happen? And are you able to stay in the game long enough to benefit from
like
it?
Investors love bear markets because that's when they can buy their investments.
Like when 08 happened, like the number of houses that got bought, like people don't think about that. They're like, oh my God, the economy, we're all like suffering. And all the rich people are like, num, like buying all these houses. Like that's all these rental empires that exist right now. We're like freaking formed in 09.
Right.
It's, I mean, opportunity. If you can make it happen, like, I mean, if you can't and you're in a unfortunate financial situation, like that sucks. I'm sorry. I wish I could do more for you. But you know, if you're able to make it work, I mean, just fight through it.
Right. I'm with it, man.
Do you think outdoor fitness is here to stay?
No, not in Arizona, at least.
It's too hot.
Yeah, it's quickly being...
How is your guys' gym attendance or your outdoor attendance right now with how hot it is?
Well, attendance is up because we're running another promotion and, you know, people have been seeing us out there for a while, but our sessions are limited. We only have 4 sessions a day now because it's like we do 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening.
It's hot in the evening, dude.
Yeah, it's getting like over 100 now. So we're definitely, you know, having to work around the weather as opposed to, you know, being able to just
and
do
it. We're not
we
even
want.
At peak yet.
Right. It's like the beginning of May. Just wait till July.
July is when they start putting out the heat warnings. It's like, hey, it's cute that you want to go on a run. Don't. You'll die.
Yeah.
Like you have to do all your runs at like 10 p.m.
We have to remember in Arizona, May is like, this is when it's getting real. Like it's about to be full blast, like in a couple weeks.
I always forget every winter. I'm like, I really like living in Phoenix. Like, it's a little cold, not too bad. I don't have to run the air conditioner or the heater. It's nice. Boom. May hits. And it's just like, why am I here?
Yeah.
What is the point?
Yeah. It's about to get bad. We always forget. And everyone's like, did it get this hot last year? Yep.
It gets hot. It's like, it's 115. That's not real. It's like, it's been this way every year, bud.
Yeah.
Like, don't stand in the parking lot.
Right.
Dude, you, like, get in your car, and you're, like, you're going through heat stroke. I remember my air conditioner broke, like, 3 years ago during the summer.
Yeah.
And I was, at that point, I had just gotten out of college. Like, oh, no. I just did not have the liquidity to fix it right away.
Right.
Oof.
Oh, no.
Oof. Best $900 I ever spent, though, until I got it fixed.
Getting the AC fixed. Yeah.
Fuck, man. Dude, that was nuts.
Yeah. So I would say, no, it's not here to stay. But hopefully people will see that you can still make it work on your own to some level, or at least like in a maintenance phase.
I think people should look into outdoor running more, just a little bit, just if they're going to do any amount of cardio. Like, I think it's really good from a mental standpoint and from like a building your core and balance and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just running outside over a treadmill, there are a lot of like benefits. Like, go get some sunlight. It just kind of like breaks apart your day a little bit. I think there's a lot of benefits.
I agree. Hell yeah.
And treadmills suck. We're talking about starting a Twitter.
Yes.
And you said Twitter is dead.
I said, is Twitter dead? As
is
a question.
Is Twitter dead? I took that as a statement with a question mark at the end of it, and I'd like to hear where your thoughts come from.
Okay. Well, I guess it's more from like the, I guess, more conservative crowd is like anti-Twitter because, you know, like they keep on getting banned from, you know, posting anything that doesn't fit the cultural agenda.
Okay.
Or they also, it's turned into more of like people getting triggered and people trying to post their ads and less about, you know, what you're talking about, white Twitter and black Twitter, like the actual fun stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, Twitter used to be wild. At least. Yeah. Like, so I talked about this that we're, so to give some context, I was watching a Gary Vee video and he was talking about how when he first started his podcast, he would go on to Twitter and he would look up the hashtags and stuff that he was talking about and he would just respond to posts
right
to drive traffic to as he'd do like 40 people at a time. And I was like, I was talking to Wes, I was like, should we do something like that? Like, would that be beneficial for us? I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, it doesn't work really on Instagram, but it could work on Twitter. So I'm like, well, I could look into starting a Twitter for us. I think there could be some potential benefits to that. I'm like, okay, cool. And then we started talking about how, like, yeah, I mean, Twitter's great. I mean, I don't use it anymore, but I was in high school and there was things called hashtag black Twitter, hashtag white Twitter, and they were types of humor curated for the groups named.
Right.
And the jokes were like funny. I'm going to use the word funny.
Yeah.
But like, it was a mess. Like, it was some bad stuff. Like, white Twitter, especially, was mostly just black Twitter making fun of white people. And it was a lot of stuff that, like, nowadays, if you posted it, like, no way. Like, you could not get away with it at all. And it's funny because Twitter, like you said, it's kind of like become a little bit more curated.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can still post, like, nude photos.
Yeah, like, you can have a porn account, but
you can't make, like, an off-colored joke. Mm-hmm. Or you can. It's weird, too, because it depends on who makes it.
Right.
Because there's individuals who, like, I'm not going to support them because I do think they're assholes. But at the same time, like, it is a platform that everyone else is allowed to talk on. So why are they not allowed to? That's my way of looking at like the whole free speech argument. Some people would be like, I don't believe in cancel culture, really. I don't believe, like, I mean, unless like you're threatening to like harm people.
Right.
If someone's a racist asshole, then you don't follow them and they don't get traction. And that's how you get rid of them. Like, you don't.
Yeah. You like let the flame die out.
You
don't, you know, continue. You don't cancel them and shut them down.
Like, how do you get them more followers? You put them on the news and say, this guy is a racist asshole and we need to cancel him. Like, people who are either sympathize with their shitty opinion or people who sympathize with the fact you're trying to silence them are going to rush to support them.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's, I think it's called the Streisand effect. It's like anytime you try and cover something up and it actually just doubles down and makes it worse. It's just,
we've
it's
all seen it. We've thing. All seen it. Yeah.
Well, and I don't know. I'm still probably going to make the Twitter.
I think it would be beneficial, honestly, because it's not that, I don't think Twitter's dead. I think it's just changed. It's not like this free for all, you know, fun platform where everyone just gets to say whatever they want and tweet, you know, dumb shit. It's now like,
it used to be bad, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you could still find my old Twitter account, but I'm glad that it's hidden.
It's a little more business oriented now, I'd say. Would you agree? Which is good for us.
Business oriented, I would say advertiser oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, cause you can still do whatever the hell you want to a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, for us, it doesn't really matter. I don't think we like say or post anything like inherently controversial. Mm-hmm. I mean, except for like body, body game.
Body. Don't say that. Don't mention them.
But overall, I do think that, it's not as bad as like YouTube. Like,
yeah.
YouTube can get demonetized for like saying the word, Nazi. Like, if you're, there was like a YouTube channel where they talk about World War II, and like it was he gets demonetized and everything because the Nazis were in World War II.
He says
the word Nazi, and there's Nazi flag because it was World War II. And he literally can't monetize any of his videos.
That's insane.
So it's not quite that bad, but it's you know,
yeah. So if any of you guys are Twitter gurus and have some insight on how we can best start our Twitter channel, please.
Yeah, please let me know.
Yeah, we'd be willing to send you a shout out or, you know.
We need more Twitters.
Yeah.
Well, let's. I think we only have one more topic, then we have some listener questions.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans for Cinco de Mayo / Taco Tuesday during the coronavirus?
So we're going to, we've got quite the Mexican taco order planned. Some little preview. We got some tacos, a couple burritos, you know, chips and guac, rice and beans, you know, the mandatories.
The way I know that you're hungry is that you're describing like a very normal Mexican food meal and you're just like, you're just so happy.
You're like, that's standard.
I don't get it.
Yeah, so I'm excited to eat Mexican food because I've been eating a lot of chicken lately. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going ham on some burros, which is one of my favorite taco places around here. And then after that, we're going to continue, we're going to make some, margaritas with that tequila that you recommended. What's it called?
Don Julio?
No. The one that we
Corlejo?
Got. Yeah, that one.
Corlejo. Yeah.
Corlejo. That one.
Corlejo is great.
That was pretty good. I did not expect that. And
you had serious doubts.
I did. You were right. You're spot on.
I was very right. I haven't let you wrong yet.
Yeah. What about you? What are your plans?
Well, I already had a burrito from Fiesta Burrito, so that might be like my primary celebration right there. I think it's going to be a pretty chill. We're recording this on Tuesday. I'm probably going to get a post on Wednesday. Like, I'm telling myself I'm going to have it edited already tonight, but I'm knowing myself, we'll see. So it's probably going to be going up a day late. But yeah, we'll see. And I think I might make like a margarita or something, maybe. Ooh. I don't know. Go to like...
Don't let me be the peer pressure instigator, bro. If you...
I'm the peer pressure instigator. Like, I'm the one who's always doing something stupid. So maybe there's a turnaround here, but there's going to be a dynamic change.
That's funny.
Well, let's roll into listener questions. You got to get out of here soon, so let's answer these real quick.
Okay.
We've got our first one, and I'll direct this to you.
Yes.
What to eat for breakfast if you can't eat eggs?
Right, so... A lot of people, you know, common source of protein in the morning, especially if you're trying to keep like fats low, is eggs, because what are the other breakfast proteins? Like, you know, pork and sausages and stuff like that. Yep. A lot of high fat protein options. So if you're trying to keep protein high and extra calories low, you can always substitute like a shake for breakfast. That's also pretty good if people aren't really hungry in the morning and, you know, don't want to get that first meal, like a big heavy meal. Another thing people could do is I've actually done like chicken mixed in with like potatoes. Like,
yeah,
if you do that in the morning, it's nothing too crazy. It's not like you're eating like barbecue chicken sandwich or something big.
Well, I mean, you can throw like some hot sauce on it, that can make it work, or even some cheese if you've got the fats available.
Yeah, make it into like a little, you know, almost breakfast taco bowl or something like that. Yeah, minus the eggs.
I can see that.
Yeah, so that's what I would do.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a big shake guy, or also like we talked about, like with the millennials and their intermittent fast. Like, I just skip breakfast just 9 times out of 10, have a larger lunch. Mm-hmm. I feel like I wish I could say it was for like a smart reason, but really it's just like my mornings are, I wake up so late anyway. It's like I wake up with the exact amount of time it takes me to get ready to go to work.
Right.
So I don't have a good reason for it, but that's what I usually do, or a shake. Next question was, why does the Army have a bunch of jargons and acronyms? This is a longer question because it was basically saying it feels like the military is trying to keep civilians from understanding what they're talking about. And I have the answer for this, and I don't think anyone's going to like it because I know what the Army's answer to it is. Don't fucking worry about it.
Well, it's like, yeah, they're kind of right. You know, that is a benefit of having all those jargons, right? Is they don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's at the end of the day, it's like if you went on Google and figured it out, you could very easily learn what they're talking about. But part of it is if we're like in an environment and we're trying to communicate stuff, we don't want it to be like immediately accessible information to understand what's going on. Like same thing with the police. Like they have codes,
right? Those aren't like public knowledge. I mean, you can look it up, but
you can find it.
Yeah.
But like, if you know, it's like, I'm not going to say, oh, we have a guy shooting up a house.
We got a 3247 over here.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever
like,
that is.
It's just, if someone knows like the one dude who's like done the research on that, like he might spread it or something. But at the end of the day, most people don't. And it's like, dude, 33%, that guy sounds stressed out. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's kind of a part of what it is. And the same thing with like call signs and stuff like that. It's, if you don't understand how like radio chatter works, it can be like actually kind of confusing.
It simplifies things, and which is another like outlying benefit, you know, because there's so many different terms and weapon systems and pieces of equipment that it's like at some point, if you don't have those acronyms, no one's going to know what they're talking about.
Yeah. So there's stuff like you, when you want someone to say something again, you never say repeat.
Yeah.
That's because if you're talking about artillery, any fire on a location, if you want them to fire in that exact same spot again, you say repeat.
Then,
yeah. And then you're going to have mortars or howitzers firing on that location a second time.
That means shoot a lot more. Yeah, not exactly. Say it again.
Some people don't. So you say again.
Yeah.
It's just to clarify things so people can't use it. And also, like, people use a lot of colloquialisms, like send it. Like, what?
Who came up, who coined send it first? The artillery or the snowboarders?
Send it. Well, send, you know, it, what is his name? Larry the Enticer, the guy on like the, he's a Canadian guy, wears the full jean jacket and, you know, pants, and he's got like the old ass a snowmobile, and he's like, still gonna send it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna say that it's probably both, because I think there's a big overlap on the extreme sports and military, who people just got out of the military. I think there's an incredible overlap there.
Oh yeah, probably.
Like, there's like a video of like a cop in New York doing like a kickflip on a skateboard, and everyone's like, whoa. And I'm like, yeah, dude, he's like, kids who skateboard sometimes become cops. People who snowboard and do extreme sports sometimes become soldiers.
Oh yeah.
So it's, I think the army is like a weird place to where like it brings people together. So you get really weird, like phrases that like you might only hear in like the South, and suddenly some kid from like Portland is pick this up and he can bring it back home with him when he's using it.
Right.
So it's like we get all these like nerds in one location and they're just saying weird stuff, and it's like this
spreads it out.
Yeah, it spreads it out. It creates like a whole system. So I don't think the army actually does it to keep people out. I think to a degree it's to maintain a level of control over information going out, but also it's just to say, hey, if you are from a different place or speak a different language, you're not going to say anything that's going to confuse me. It's all very clean and dry cut. Cause especially like in a combat situation, and like, say we're doing like, you know, firing with friendlies nearby, like you don't want to say something that might get somebody killed
or, you know, not them, not understand what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. It just simplifies everything.
There's one way to say it. Like there's a law, like you're not even allowed to speak a different language over military comms. Like if you
didn't know that, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Like people will like get in trouble if they like start speaking Spanish or something, and she's like, no, yo, shut up. Like this, like in the United States you can speak whatever language you want, in the army you speak English.
That's a good point.
That's just how it is. And it's not because, you know, it has anything to do with like problematic of the language. It's because I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah. That's
so that means I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, do we have anything to close out on?
Yeah, submit your listener questions, guys, please. We are always looking for new ones on that. And also let us know how everything's going, transitioning back to your normal workouts. 5-Star is open for training, so hit us up if you need help on your summer bod.
There you go. And you know where to find us. We are on Instagram and hopefully soon Twitter at @BNS_radio. You can find me on Instagram at Dimitri Sebastian.
And I'm Wes Kendall. You can find me on Instagram at @WKendall_MFT. So look us up.
And just to all of you, stop being trolls. And to those of you who are in the content game, keep doing the good work. It's always awesome. But if someone tells you that, hey, this could be better, don't assume they're being mean. We'll see you next time.